In a world filled with wicked deeds and corrupt thoughts, how can we imitate Jesus and have his same mental attitude? The following two symposiums will teach us by using contrasts. They are entitled, Imitate Jesus, Not Satan, and Imitate Jesus, Not the Pharisees. Each speaker will introduce the one to follow. Brother Daniel Probst from the Hay River Congregation will begin with the theme, Imitate Jesus, Not Satan, Be Generous.
Jesus is our great example. His mental attitude is very important to us. Why? Because he says about himself in John 5:19, he can only do what he sees the Father doing. Yes, Jesus is our example because his conduct is patterned on that of his Father. Satan is their great enemy and does not want us to imitate them. But that's not enough for Satan. He wants us to imitate his own wicked ways. In this symposium, we will explore the stark contrast between Jesus' noble qualities, generosity, appreciativeness, truthfulness, and loyalty, and Satan's opposite traits. Jehovah is truly generous. He gives all people life and breath and all things. In fact, every good gift comes from Jehovah, as we can read in James 1:17. This kind of generosity Jesus imitates. While on earth, he gave and gave. He healed so many people, and each time it cost him power. More than once, the Bible says, power went out of him. Power he did not have available anymore for himself. The generosity we see with Jesus was selfless and from the bottom of his heart. When there was a shortage of wine at a wedding, he wanted to add to the joy. It wasn't just the minimum he would do. It was enough wine, and it was good wine. If you just think for a moment about that situation at the wedding, he had only 3.5 years to start the preaching work, to teach the disciples, and to prepare himself to die in behalf of us. But that miracle with the wine was the first one he performed. There was no prophecy he had to fulfill with it, but he was moved from the heart to add to the joy of others by being generous, not doing just the minimum. In Matthew 5:46, Jesus describes one remarkable part of generosity. And please read this verse with me. In Matthew 5:46. For if you love those loving you, what reward do you have? In other words, he was saying, if you are generous to those that can repay or love you, you wouldn't have a reward or favor from Jehovah. Jesus gave generously to those who could not repay him. Satan is different. Satan is, simply put, stingy. Jesus teaches us that there is more happiness in giving, where Satan has convinced people that there is more happiness in receiving. Because of that, some people imitate Satan by doing things that may appear to be kind, but they hope to receive. The thinking goes, if I do this, what is in it for me? What will I receive? A popular phrase in business or negotiations is, to have a win-win situation, or in other words, to have a receive-receive situation, and then both parties would be happy. But Jesus' example is not even a give-give situation. It is to give generously, regardless what the other person might do. Never do we want to be like Satan in his selfish ways. We want to be like Jesus, to have this mental attitude of his, to give generously. In doing that, we have to have a watchful eye like him. Jesus discerned people's physical, emotional, and spiritual needs, and then he filled those needs. To imitate Jesus, then we could ask ourselves, what do others need? How can I help materially? Can I extend generosity toward my brothers in the congregation or towards brothers traveling from other lands? Can I be generous toward the circuit overseer and his wife? In Luke 14, 13 and 14, Jesus gives us such a wonderful advice. Please read this key verse with me. Luke 14, 13 and 14. But when you spread a feast, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, the blind, and you will be happy because they have nothing with which they repay you. For you will be repaid in the resurrection of the righteous one. Have you noticed where the happiness comes from? There's no receiving, rather giving from the heart. From last month's broadcasting, we have seen how desperate we are in need of kingdom halls, RTOs, Bibles, and literatures. Can you generously share your time, skills, and resources? Jesus taught us to be generous, and this way of thinking we want to teach to our children too. Do you remember the picture we had in the April Awake, where the little fellow is sitting with a crown on this throne like a prince? Daddy is with his fan blowing air towards him, and the mother is handing a precious gift towards him. He is receiving. That's not what we want to teach our children. The governing body is now pleased to provide a new Become Jehovah's Friend video to help young ones imitate Jesus' generosity. Soon, our session chairman will provide details about how and when you may download this video from jw.org. But we are pleased to show it to you now. The video has no dialogue, so notice what is happening in Sophia's imagination when we are now watching the video. Beautiful to see the contentment and satisfaction in Sophia's eyes because of giving. How could you use now this video to teach your children to be generous? For example, when you watch it again with your children, ask them what they saw. Then you could ask, what did Sophia first think of doing with her coin? What did she do instead? What changed her mind? And how did she feel afterward? But there's something for the parents too. What can you learn from it? Never, never underestimate what your generous attitude and actions can do to motivate your children to be generous too. What a wonderful example Jesus gave us to imitate. Giving generously, not living a life of receiving, giving generously from the heart, not hoping to be repaid. Giving within all our power to help others and to have an open eye to see where we could give.